This is really been able to dig into Tennessee here last few days, since Sunday night. Obviously, we did work on them last week, but when things cleared up Sunday night, it's all in on Tennessee. So it's an impressive football team. They do a lot of things well. They're a very well-balanced team. They're strong in all three phases of the game. Really good in the kicking game. They have outstanding specialists. Kearns is as good as any. He's had an unbelievable, fabulous year punting. They have good coverage players, good returners. Jackson's done a good job forming their turn games, giving them some explosive plays. Suckup's had another great year kicking the ball. So they're really strong in that phase of the game. Offensively, well-balanced team, good running game, good runners, quarterback's athletic, a lot of big play receivers, Walker's outstanding, have a lot of explosive players at the receiver position, Matthews, Decker, Taylor, that whole group, good offensive line, experienced guys. They play very well. They do a good job of attacking the defense in a lot of different ways, give you a lot to defend, a lot of scheme, good players. And defensively, Coach LeBeau is as good as there is, good a defensive coach as there is. He's has an outstanding scheme, does a great job in-game adjustments. They're very aggressive. They turn the ball over. They have really good edge players, have good inside players. Their linebackers run well. Turn the ball over. Byard's had a tremendous year for him. They have a lot of strip fumbles, strip sacks, interceptions, a variety of ways to turn the ball over, and they've done a good job of that. So all the way across the board, it's a team that's been a lot of close games. They're tough. They're resilient. One on the road. One tough game the last 2 weeks that they needed to win to be here. So I have a lot of respect for their program, the way they play, the way they coach, the way they compete, and tough, hard-nosed team. So dealt with some non-Tennessee subjects here over the last few days. At this point, I'm all in on Tennessee, so I'll answer any questions about the Titans, but that's it.
Bill, some of your players mentioned how tough and how much heart Mariota has. Might you see that more in the playoffs show up than might you in the regular season when everything's on?
Look, we expect to get everybody's best every week, and we're certainly going to get everybody's best in the playoffs. There's nothing to save it for. It's a one-game season. Whatever you've got at this point, in any capacity you have it, player, coach, scheme, nothing to save it for. So everybody's going to do their best and put their best out there, and I think you got to be ready for everything and anything at this time of the year. But you better be ready to play and coach and execute your best football. We know we need to have our best game Saturday night. That's what we're pointing for. That's what we're working toward. That's what we're preparing for. So hopefully we can do that.
Bill, Marcus Mariota leads the league in fourth quarter and overtime comebacks this season. What have you seen from the Titans and from him in terms of their ability to bounce back and their resiliency?
Yeah, just what I said. They're tough. They're resilient. They've made a lot of key plays at critical times. That includes a lot of people. Their running game, they've had some big runs, the ice games at the end, the Houston game, the Indianapolis game, run the clock out, run for long touchdowns. Mariota's done a great job for them, running the ball, throwing the ball, managing the team. They've made big stops on defense, made big kicks. So they've played well in critical situations. That's why they're here.
Bill, in recent playoff runs, you've faced off with teams that you've seen either that season or in previous playoff runs. Yesterday you said that the 2015 game would have no relevance on this weekend's game.
I wouldn't say no relevance. I'd say very little.
Little relevance. How is it different preparing for a team that really you haven't seen in recent memory with their...
Well, when we go through that with half the season, we play four NFC teams, and we play a variety of teams in the AFC that we haven't played in a couple of years. So, like we did this year with Oakland, teams like that, San Diego. I mean, it is what it is. So, some teams you're familiar with because you play them in your division, or you play them kind of annually, like we have with Denver and Pittsburgh. teams like that, and then there's other teams that you don't. So, like I said, probably half our season's been that way, and half our season hasn't.
What have you seen from Logan Ryan this year? Is he kind of been playing outside in base, moving inside in nickel?
That's exactly. He had a really good year. I think he missed the missed week 15. I think that was against the Rams. But he was back and came back last week or 2 weeks ago and then last week. So Logan's a tough kid, really competitive kid, smart player, does a really good job with communication, adjustments. He's right in the middle of the action in his nickel position. But he's a solid player. He's played well for him. I have a lot of respect for Logan.
Is there anything to the fact that he practiced against this offense for 4 years?
Again, we talk about that every week. Josh Klein, there's somebody every week we go through that with. So we have their guys, they have our guys. It's the National Football League. I mean, that's what it is. This isn't college, it's the National Football League. Players change teams, so do coaches. So do front office people.
Bill, how important is Casey to what they do with their defensive front?
He's a great player. He does a good job. Very active, strong in the running game. You know, he's not a real long guy, but he plays with great leverage. He's got very good quickness. He's a disruptive player. He's quick enough to get upfield and get the edge. He's explosive and powerful enough to knock guys back. So he can win with his quickness, win with his strength, win with his power. He's a smart player, very instinctive, reads screens and misdirection plays, things like that well. So he's a hard guy to, he's our guy to fool. He diagnoses plays well, and he's a very good player. Plays hard, gets a lot of plays in pursuit, chases things down. Really hustles from the backside. So he's not really out of any play. You got to block him all the way through the play.
Is he pretty much always on that right side there for them?
Yeah, our left, yeah. I mean, in nickel, they have some different fronts when they get to the sub-defenses, especially on third down. They move guys around. Sometimes the ends are inside and odd fronts. But for their nickel defense, he's primarily on our left. In our base defense, then he plays primarily on the left end.
Preparing for Tennessee, did you address any of those non-Tennessee subjects? And if so, did you speak to your team about how to view those reports?
Yeah, we're on Tennessee.
Well, how does Woodyard complement what Casey is able to do on the defensive side?
Well, Wesley's a good player. He rarely comes off the field. Plays in their base defense and then moves really to Mike when Williamson comes out and Brown comes in their sub defense, or he's the only linebacker if they go dime. They're not a big dime team, but when they do it, very active player, good blitzer. He's had a lot of production rushing the passer this year on both combination blitzes and just some one-on-one opportunities where he's beat the back, beat the protection, guards in some cases. Fast, athletic. Caused a lot of negative plays. He's had quite a few tackles for loss. I forget how many it is, but I think it's probably in the double digits. Has a lot of range. He's a good coverage player. So he's a good coverage player, good blitzer, active in the running game. I mean, he does a really solid job for him. Gives good speed to their defense. Their outside linebackers really play more like defensive ends. They're rushers, edge setters, power players on the line of scrimmage, the inside linebackers, whether that's Woodyard on every play, and then some combination of Williamson and Brown. Those guys are fast, athletic, coverage players that blitz some, but they're involved in more coverage situations.
At 31, Woodyard's having arguably his best on-field
year. No question. He's had a great year. He's had a career year. And, again, he's done it in every area of the game. He's tackled. He's made plays in the running game. He's rushed the quarterback, made plays there. Hits on the quarterback and tackles for loss, sacks, and he's been a very productive pass defender and tackler in their blitz zone schemes and other coverages they play. Coach LeBeau has a lot of different coverages, but certainly blitz zone schemes put a lot of pressure on the inside linebackers. They have to cover more space with fewer guys, and he does a very good job of that. He's very instinctive. He recognizes things well, and he's athletic, and he can get to a lot of plays.
His return and his ability to run your scout
Good. Didn't take him long. Couple days. He worked hard. Got back up to speed on some of the new terminology and so forth. But Brian gives us a great look every week for the opposing quarterback and the not just the way the quarterback plays, but the overall style of play of the offense. No huddle or audibles at the line or whatever things they do that are the characteristics of that team. He does a good job of recreating those for our defense and trying to make our defense defend what they're going to see on game day. So he does an excellent job of that. He's a great, great teammate, great worker for the defense. But he's ready to go in there and play if he needs to on at his position. He works very hard in preparation there. So he's been impressive. Good to have him back.
Bill, you've mentioned before that you like all aspects of this job, all the things that you do. Specifically, what makes playoff time and preparing your team for this a little bit different than other times of the year?
Well, it's a one-game season. I mean, this is what you work for, is to get to this position. Now we're in it. Now you put everything you have into this one-game season. We have one game left against the Titans, and we have to play better than they do to be able to continue playing. So that's a huge challenge. Obviously, every team that's playing, I mean, there are 8 teams left. All 8 of them are good teams. Every team's good at this time of year. Every team's – there's a reason why they're here. They've earned their way here. There's no other reason why you're playing this weekend unless you've earned it. And so we've earned it. The Titans have earned it. And I'm sure it'll be a very competitive game. They got a great football team. I can see why they're here. They're good, as I said, in all 3 phases of the game. They're well coached. They're a solid team. They've played under pressure. They've won under pressure. They've won on the road. They've had a good year, and they've got a good team. So we're going to have to be at our best. We know that.
What have you seen from Malcolm Mitchell and his return to practice the last couple of weeks?
Seen him out there trying to get back into practice, do the things he's asked to do.
How is that going? I mean, he's got a lot of ground to make up.
Exactly. That's the way I would characterize it.
Bill, is Dick LeBeau still using that old Blitzberg schemes that he had with the Steelers?
Well, I think the foundation of Coach LeBeau's defense is the foundation of Coach LeBeau's defense. Yeah. Like any good coach, he modifies it based on his personnel and the teams that he's facing and the challenges that he's got to meet. So that's what I would expect him to do. That's what he's done.
You mentioned your relationship with him, that you felt fortunate to have time to spend with him over the years. How does that happen when you've never been on the same staff? Is there?
Yeah, just a couple of opportunistic meetings, mutual friends, things like that.
Coach, I know it was a late finish last night, but did you watch the national championship game?
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to stay up that late, but I couldn't pull myself away from it. What a football game. Two great teams, great game, just tremendous football game. And, happy for Coach Saban, Coach Daboll, all the people at Alabama. Great competitive effort from Georgia and Coach Smart, his staff. But, yeah, it's a great, great football game.
Final question? Pleased to see how well Brian Daboll called the game with 2 different quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just, again, took a little time to see the finish of the game. I didn't see the whole game, but I saw the end of it. But, I mean, honestly, most of my time here is where it needs to be is getting ready for Tennessee. So, it's all right. All right, thank you.